The house was dead silent. Not a single soul was about. There were only three people in the house, the parents and the baby. The dad wakes up at 3 a.m., the witching hour. He hears a static emitting from the living room. He walks down the creaky staircase to check out the sound, and he sees a mysterious yellow radio sitting on the coffee table. It was really beat up and looked like it had been forgotten for about 10 years. Rise the father tries to turn off the radio and starts playing an older piano song that fills the room with an uncomfortable vibe. The dad turns off the radio and starts walking away with confusion in his mind. He puts one foot on the step and stops dead in his tracks. There's a figure at the top of the staircase looking directly at him. They lock eyes for a second. Then the radio turns back on and draws the dad's attention away. He looks back at the staircase and the figure's gone. The dad sprints to the radio and rips the batteries out and checks them to the other side of the room. He waits 30 minutes, doesn't see anything, thinks he's just sleep deprived and is having a hallucination. So he heads off to bed. When he wakes up, he comes downstairs, notices that the radio is now gone. He tells his wife everything and she doesn't believe him, but to look after the baby, because she'll be gone for a business trip for the next couple of days. But the weather might be choppy, so she might miss her flight. He says his goodbyes and goes along with his day, alone with a young child and his thoughts. But those thoughts were about that radio. That yellow radio doesn't leave his mind for the rest of the day. The dad lays down for bed and found himself unable to sleep with that feeling of being watched by that being at the top of the staircase. Finally, after 2 hours of insomnia, he drifted off to sleep. He wakes up at 3 a.m. to feel someone in the bed right next to him. He rationalizes it by thinking it's his wife who came home early because her flight might have gotten delayed due to bad weather. He didn't pay much mind to it. And then he heard the static again.